I was just thinking about some scripture over there in Mark where Jesus was talking about what had to be done, amen, and had to be done for Him, had to be done in Him, so that we could have the help that we need tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad He had me on His mind, praise God, when He was planning this thing from the foundation of the world. He didn't just look up one day and say, you know what, I might ought to do something about this. Nothing's ever taken Him by surprise. He's never sat there and wrung His hands on how to handle this situation. But praise God, He's always had a plan. Amen? And He's always been a part of that plan. Praise God, from the very beginning, from foundation of the world, praise God, He was the Creator of all things. Without Him was not anything made that was made. And praise God, when He looked around at the world and creation, He seen it, and He said it was good. Praise the Lord. And then He made me and you, praise God, in the likeness, image of the Holy God. Amen. Praise God. And He created us with purpose. Amen. We have a purpose tonight in this. Hey, you're not just flying through here, praise God, by the seat of your pants. You're coming through here because God's got a purpose for you. Because He loves you and cares for it. He wants you to be a blessing somewhere along the line. Amen. Praise the Lord. In Mark chapter 10, Jesus is talking to them. I want to go to a couple of places here right quickly, and we'll just try to mind the Lord. We won't be long. Amen. It's not that I'm long-winded. They've got short religion. Amen. Amen. Mark chapter 10. Amen. Mark chapter 10, verse 33. A couple of verses there, and then we'll go to Acts chapter 1. The Bible said, Jesus, verse 33, said, saying, behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn Him to death, and shall deliver Him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock Him, and shall scourge Him, and shall spit upon Him, and shall kill Him. And the third day, He shall rise again. Glory to God. You say, well, did it work? In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus said, but He shall receive power. But ye shall receive power. He's talking about when He's getting ready to go up and He's giving some life words. He said, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto Me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. Amen. He said, you're going to have the Holy Ghost of God that's going to give you an unction to go and tell it. Praise God. He said, when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up in a cloud, received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white array, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, praise God, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen Him go into heaven. Jesus told him here, He said, hey, listen, He said, this is what's got to be, this is what's got to happen, this is what's going to come to pass. He said, the Son of Man has got to go up, and He's going to be ridiculed, He's going to be beaten, He's going to be spit upon, He's going to be defiled in every way that you could think of, and praise God. He's going to be put to death on an old cruel cross of Calvary. Praise God. He said, that's what's going to happen. I want to say that's what happened to our Lord and Savior. He was taken up, praise God, and He was tortured and He was beat. He was spit upon and mocked and ridiculed. Hey, He didn't have to take that, but praise God that He did. He took it for me and you so that we don't have to. He took that for me and you so that we can stand up tonight and praise His holy and righteous name, thanking You for a Redeemer and a Savior that thought about us, enough of us, praise God, to die for us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He took every bit of that beating. He took every that beating. And they couldn't figure it out because He never said a word. Me and you would be a whining and a moaning and complaining. But praise God, Brother Andrew, my Savior, your Savior. Amen. He took that beating. And you know who that belonged to? It didn't belong to Him. He had never had it. He had never done anything to deserve that. But praise be to God, that beating, that whipping, that killing, it belonged to me and you. Amen. Every bit of that belonged to us. That should have been our whipping. That should have been our real. Well, I deserve to be ridiculed. I deserve to be spit upon. I deserve to be mocked and put down. But my Savior, praise God, He never deserved that. Right. But if we ain't very careful tonight, we'll do the same thing today. We'll mock Him. We'll ridicule Him. We'll put Him down. We'll belittle Him. Amen. We'll push him off in a dark corner somewhere in the dark back of our mind and forget him for days on end. You see, we think, well, you know, I can't believe they done that to Jesus. If we ain't very careful, we'll do the exact same thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what we do if we ain't careful. We get caught up in this old world. We get caught up in life and instances and situations, and we forget to remember God. We forget the very Savior who died for us. We forget that precious gift that was given on the cross of Calvary. Amen. We forget that first Christmas morning, praise God, when a Savior was born into mankind, which is Christ Jesus the Messiah. If we ain't careful, we forget, praise God, how easy it is, old devil, he'll get us so occupied with things. Amen. He'll get us so occupied with things, praise God, that we don't think on our Savior. Praise God, we forget to remember, praise God, how good He is to us, how much He loves us, how much He cares for us, how much He sacrificed for us.
Amen.
He was when they took Him and they beat Him, they hung Him out there and they scourged Him with that cat of nine tails. Every time that old whip master boy, he knew what he was doing. Every time that thing cracked, he'd jerk hide off of our Savior. Amen. All them nine tails of that whip would reach out there and they had a metal and everything, glass and bone in, waved into them. And every time they lashed out with that thing, they would rip out big old chunks of our Savior. You say, preacher, how could any man stand that? Because He is 100% God. Amen. Amen. You couldn't have took that. And He knew that tonight, praise God. That's why He took it for us, praise God. He was 100% man and 100% God. Yeah, glory. And He came to seek and to save old sinners like me. He came, praise God, to be that example. He came to be that propitiation. He came to be that would die for me and you. Amen. His blood would be shed on the cross of Calvary for the sin of men. See, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. See, there's a lot of folks to say, Brother Tommy, say today that we're just an old bloody religion. Amen. Glory to God. I say yes. Praise God. Without the shedding of blood, amen, I'd still be an old sinner. But Jesus came, praise God. He said, they're going to go down there. He said, they're going to mock me. They're going to make fun of me. They're going to ridicule me. They're going to put me down. And they're going to kill me. Amen. You know, He went into this thing with His eyes wide open. He knew exactly what was coming. Amen. He said, I'm going to have to go through all this. He said, I'm doing it for you. Amen. He said, I'm going to be killed. But He said, I'm not going to stay dead. Amen. He said, glory be to God. He said, in just 3 days, praise God, I'm going to be raised up again on the newness of life. He said, I've got to go and I've got to die. I've got to become sin for old sinners. He that knew no sin became sin. Praise God, so an old sinner like me could be saved from sin. Amen. He came, praise God, where I was. He took my place. He took your place. He died for your sins. He took your beating. The thing about our Lord, praise God, He could have called 10,000 angels any time. Amen. When they said, we're going to take you out here and we're going to scourge you, He said, uh-uh. This old boy ain't a-doing that. He said, hey, fellas, so let's just end this now. But He never done it. Amen. They was accusing Him. They was ridiculing. They put Him. They took Him before old Pilate. Pilate examined Him. He got all the lawyers and got all the scholars, got all the educated people, and He called them all together. He said, hey, I need you to bring me the dirt on this man. They looked and they scrounged around. They come back and said, we can't find nothing, Pilate.
Right.
He said, what? He said, they've got it. He said, look, somewhere else. Look harder. He's got to be something that he's done, something to accuse him with. You know, if he had went and dug in my closet, Brother Stan, if he had dug and dug in my closet, he could have brought him out a whole basket full. I mean, he could have brought them out just about every day. Things where I mess up and I sin, I come short of the glory of God. But they dug and they planned and they looked, praise God, and they couldn't find a thing. They come back in there again. I just see them. You say, preacher, you got a vivid imagination. Yeah, but praise God, just work with me. Amen. Hey, they come back in there and they say, hey, listen, Pilate. Amen. We got the best people we know on this. We've investigated. We've searched the deep places, the dark places, and we can't find nothing. He said, there's nothing I can accuse him with. They said, we're sorry, but there's nothing we can find that this man's done amiss. Glory. Yeah. Amen. That's how he had the capacity to be my Savior. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Pilate brought him back out there and he told them Jews and all that gathered assembly out there. He said, hey, listen. He said, this man Jesus. He said, yeah, crucified. He said, I find no fault with him. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. I won't say tonight, listen, youngest, there's no fault in Jesus. Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, best world, we dicker around in tonight, praise God. If we had just come out of it and come to the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, there's nothing wrong with Him. What's wrong is that's what's in the world. Amen. Jesus died to bring us out of the world. Amen. He said, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I reached down in there and I made availability, praise God, for you to come out. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I became your sin so that you don't have to sin no more. Amen. He said, I came, praise God, to be the price of sin. We'll sin. Hey, we all sin come short of the glory of God. But you know what? We oughtn't to like it. Amen. Hey, we all come short every day, but we're not supposed to like it. Amen. Boy, it ought to hurt our heart every time. Because what we do, hey, when we sin comes short of glory of God, we hurt the heart of God.
That's right.
Amen. We hurt the heart of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that took that beating for us, took that mocking, that ridicule, that spitting, took those lashes. Amen. When we sin against God, we sin against the Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, that ought to prick our heart to the core. Amen. It ought to bring a repentance by quick fasting and hurry. Amen. We shouldn't have to sit around and meditate and think on it for a week. Praise God. It ought to come to us right quick. Amen. I messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. It ought to come to us. We ought to think. Amen. It ought to hit our heart. I talked to Brother Rick. Said, amen. Me and him went busy. Yes, me and him was talking about it. Amen. We mess up. We mess up against God. We say something, do something, or do. Praise God. The Holy Ghost of God ought to touch us right then.
Yeah,
amen. If he don't pray. Hey, most time, if you're listening. Amen. If the most time, let me just rephrase. Most time, if I'm listening, if I'm a listening, praise God, before I ever get it out of my mouth, before ever I do that wrong deed, praise God, He'll speak to my heart. Amen. He'll say, hold on a minute, feller. Don't go there. Amen. Don't say that. Don't do that. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because He is, praise God, that price of sin, praise God. He is that Redeemer. He's the one that helps me along my way.
Amen.
They said they killed Him. They hung Him on a cross. And at the end of the day, they took Him down. They wrapped Him up in burial clothes. They took Him over there and he never had nothing while He was here. Boy, ain't we blessed. We're so blessed. We're blessed beyond measure here in the United States of these United States of America, and we take every bit of it for granted. We take every bit of it for granted. Hey, we've quit thanking God for how good He's been. Jesus lived here, walked here, never had nothing to call His own except His Heavenly Father. Amen. He never called nothing His own except His Heavenly Father. Amen. Glory be to God. And praise God, when He went out of here, they took Him and they laid Him in a borrowed tomb. Amen. Amen. Laid Him in a borrowed tomb.
Yes, sir.
They said, hey, listen, hey, them fellas said, hey, said Joseph Arimathea. He said, listen, said, we need a place to bury Jesus. He said, I've got just the place. He said, well, what? Hey, he said, you know, I just see them. I said, well, you know, we'll give you some money for what would it cost us to buy that? He said, boys, I don't need nothing for that. He said, wasn't you listening to the master? He said, hey, he said he didn't do it. He didn't need it for eternity. He said he just needed it for 3 days.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said it's just a short-term lease.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Then on that third day, he got up. Victorious over death and the grave, praise God. Come out of there shouting to praise. Amen. Glory be to God and the angels of glory. Standing there watching. I'm going somewhere. Be patient with me. Amen. He come up out of there, praise God. And the disciples went running down there to see and got down there and the stone was rolled away. The Bible said, hey, the Lord rolled that stone away so that they could see in. Didn't need to roll it away for him to get out. Amen. Hey, you know why? Because he didn't need man's help, praise God, to come up out of there. He already had a plan for coming out, glory to God. He come up out of there. And old Peter and John went running down there. They run up that thing. Old Peter, he's ambitious. He's sliding in there. Amen. He looks around. He says, he's gone. He's gone. He's not here. Oh my goodness, what have they done? Where's he at? He's not here. Old John eased up out to the door. So the Bible says he scooped down there and he looked in that empty tomb. And there was that place where he had lain. And there was those grave clothes. But old John, he was a man of God. He knew that he looked up there where Jesus' head had been. And that head shroud that had been there over Jesus' face, he said it was folded up nice and neat. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah. And it was laid there, the Bible says, in its place. Yeah. It was Jesus Christ. He got up and he was a showing old John. He said, praise God. He said, you just go tell him. Praise God, this thing ain't finished. He said, I'll be back. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know how they do when they go to eat in these royalties during that time? They'd go to eat, praise God, and if they had to get up to the from the table to go to the restroom or go to do business, they'd fold their napkin up and they'd lay it beside the table to let that servant know that they'd be back. They wasn't finished. Hey, man, I'm going to say, praise God, when John looked in there, praise God, and he seen that napkin folded and laying up there in its place. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, hey, this thing's going to be all right. He said, hey, what do you mean? Peter said, what do you mean it's going to be all right? He's gone, praise God. He said, yeah, praise the Lord, but he'll be back.
Amen.
Man, praise God. Hey, look up there. Said he said he ain't finished. Amen. He said, the master's not finished. Amen. He coming. He showed himself. He said they seen him out there, praise God, after his resurrection, after he got up. Praise God, he was seen by the Peter, the disciples, and by many. At one time, the Bible says he was seen by 500 at one time. Amen. You know, as much as they've tried to disprove the Lord Jesus Christ, down over 2,000 years, they can't do it. Amen. He's always been a faithful witness. Say, praise God, he's real. Amen. They said, how do you know he's real? Praise God, because I've seen him. Amen. You say, preacher, have you seen him? Yeah. Praise God, I've seen him. Praise God, and he's alive and well. Amen. Glory be to God. I see him all the time in the depths of my soul. Amen. Praise God. He's there. He's that fourth man in the fire. Amen. When I see, hey, praise God, Brother Tommy, when it seems I can't go on no more. It seems like I'm being consumed by the fire. It seems like the smoke of this world has settled on me. I started to preach on that tonight, smoking the bottle. Amen. When that smoke, praise God, settled on me and I stink like the world. Praise God, there's a great big God of glory. When I'm in the fire, praise God, don't seem like I can get out. Praise God, I look around, guess who's in the fire with me? Amen. Amen. Praise God, walking, praise God, with no harm. Amen. Amen. That's my Savior. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, praise God. The king said, hey, listen. Nebuchadnezzar said, did we cast three men bound into the fire? They said, oh, yes, king, I guess. Most gracious king, yes, that's what we did. He said, well, I see four men loose, walking around. And one of them, amen, one of them looks like the Son of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But when the things get hard, things get tough, praise God. When the darkness comes, praise God, there's a good God of glory that's with us. There's that fourth man, praise God, walking in the fire. Amen. Today we know there's no telling what we'll go through before we get out of this world. Amen. There's no telling what we'll have to endure in these old bodies. But praise God, there's a great big God up there. He said, amen. He said, hey, listen. He said, don't worry about it. I got this. He said, amen. Hey, he said, Brother Stan, he said, don't worry. I know the end result. Amen. Amen. He said, I've got a perfect plan. I'll not put on you more than you can endure, but with it, I'll make a way of escape. Every time I do, every now and then, I just have to look over at the fourth man in the fire. And I say, Lord, thank you for my way of escape. Amen. Praise God. Hey, they said, hey, listen. Now, you ever notice about those three Hebrew children? They were walking. He said they were loose and walking around in the fire. Did you ever get that? Now, if they were loose, they were free, and they was able walking around, why didn't they just walk right on out? Hey, they didn't need it. They was with the Lord. Amen. Hey, they was with the Lord. Hey, man, they said, praise God. Hey, we're all right where we're at. Amen. He said, praise God, it can't get no better than this. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar had to call. He said, hey, you'd come out here. Amen. Hey, come on, let me look at you. Hey, I look around. I said, well, Lord, what do you think about this? Lord said, well, I said, I guess you go on out there. Amen. He said, I'll see you in a little while. Amen. Hey, you look around, I'll be there for you. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, the fires are burning, praise God. He said, they should have been consumed. You ever feel like you're in a fire and it's consuming you? You ever feel like just burning you up? Ever feel like there's no relief, nowhere that you can turn to, nobody can turn to? But praise God, I want to say, there's a fourth man in the fire. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. He didn't suffer all he suffered, praise God, to step back and let us go unheeded. Amen. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what we need. Amen. He knows exactly where you are. Every minute of every day. Amen. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you need. And He has the ability to meet that need. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that He's going to send us power. He told him, he said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God. Believe also in me. Amen. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it was were not so, he said, I would have communicated it to you. He said, I would have told you. Yes, amen. He said, hey, you, he said, praise God. He said, I ain't going to keep nothing from you. Amen. I'm going to share with you, praise God, all that I got. Yeah, glory. Amen. He said, hey, I've got it in abundance to give you. Hey, I'd just like to give you all of it now, but you couldn't stand it. Amen. Praise the Lord. In my Father's house are many mansions. We're not so I told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. To me, I don't know about you, to me, that's personal. Amen. To me, that's personal. I believe He's gone to prepare. Just then, I'm dumb enough to believe that God said it, and I believe it. Praise God. He's gone to prepare a place for Jeff Massey. And he said, praise the Lord. And he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. So he said, and he said, we knew that we would need some comforting. He said, I've got to go away for a little while. But now watch this. But he said, I'm going to go pray the Father that He would send you a comforter. He said, He's going to send you a consoler. Somebody that's going to be there with you. Somebody that's going to be there in you. Somebody that's going to give you help. Somebody that's going to speak to your heart. All the things, praise God, that's right, according to God. He said, I'm going to give you a comforter so you're not alone. He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, I've got a plan for you. He said, I've got to go away. Amen. He said, I'm going to go work on your place. Amen. He said, I've got to go prepare some things. But praise God, he said, I've got a comforter that's going to be here to be with you. Amen. So he goes out of here. The Bible says he said, but ye shall receive power. That's power from that comforter. Amen. He said that comforter that he sent to be with us even today. Listen, if you're saved today, praise God, we've got a comforter in the Lord Jesus. Amen. We've got a comforter in the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Amen. We've got a consoler, praise God, that they're to love us and care for us with a godly care. Amen. He said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem. He said, starts here at the house. Amen. See, that's why we send out missionaries. It starts in local assembly. Amen. And then we send them out, praise God. We bless them and we send them out into the world to tell the marvelous things of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, in all Judea and in Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. And the Bible says, when he had spoken these things. Now watch this. Jesus is there and he's risen. He's walked with the disciples. And it comes time for him to go back to the Father's house. Amen. It's that time, and he said, when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Could you imagine that? Them disciples, a multitude of folks gathered up over on that hill, Mount Olivet, and they descend up the top of that thing, and Jesus begins to speak to them. He says, I'm good. He says, praise God. He said, just hang out here, folks, until you're endued with power from on high. He said, there's power coming to you, pray God, that you've never experienced in your life. Amen. Amen. He said, there's power coming. He said, even though from the throne of grace, amen. He said, I'm going to send it down from the throne. He said, I'm going to pray to Father. He's going to send power down. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. I want you to look at me today. Pray God, we're not a powerless people. Amen. We have the power, praise God, to persevere in this present world. Amen. He said, send power. And he says, them disciples stood there and they watched Jesus as he ascended up into glory. And the clouds received him out of their sight. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know what? I believe there's some folks up there on them clouds. Amen. I got a vivid imagination, but I can just see. Glory be to God, some folks that's gathered up there on the clouds. And praise God, and they're looking for the Lord Jesus. It seems like he's been gone for an eternity. The angels of glory's are missing him. The Father in heaven's are missing him. The Holy Ghost of God's are missing him. Even the seraphims of glory, praise God, is are missing him. And there's a heavenly host gathered up there in glory. Amen. As he goes up to the end of them clouds, praise God, these clouds, a host of heaven, praise God. That's there, don't you know? Glory be to God. Don't you know there was something going on up there? Amen. Can you just imagine the glory and the splendor of that day? Praise God. When the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord mighty in battle, praise God, came in victorious before the Father. Amen. I don't know about you, but that'd been my boy. Praise God. And I was the father. They would be a grand parade that day. Amen. There'd be some music a playing. There'd be some shouting of glory. And there'd be some recognition. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said he received up into the clouds. And said they, while they stood there beholding that. Amen. I believe maybe there was a little sparkle going on in them clouds. But praise God. Maybe there was some lightning shows going on up there in glory. Amen. And you see it. And you see it with me, praise God. Hey, there was something happening in heaven. Amen. They gathered up over there and them disciples were looking as they're watching. And then they looked around and there's two angels. Men in white rays. They sat there and they said, you men in Galilee, why stand you here gazing up into heaven? Amen. He said, this same Jesus. Amen. This same Jesus. He said, this same Jesus that you see taken up away, praise God. He's coming again, praise God. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't you know that there was some rejoicing? Don't you know that there was some shouting? Don't you know, praise God, there was some stirring in the hearts of them disciples? Praise God. Can you just imagine? Praise God. They thought about that. They watched that. They watched him be taken up into glory. And then my angel said, hey. And boy, about the time, but right then I believe they got getting the mully grubs. Said, oh man, he's gone. Yeah. You know, the light display went away. About the time that they was about to get discouragement was about to set in. Amen. They heard a voice and it said, hey, what are you? Some angels come alongside them. They said, what are you looking at, boys?
Right.
What are you looking to see? And they said, oh, my Lord Jesus. He said, this same Jesus, which you've seen gone up into glory. Amen. Say, hey, listen, fellas. Hey, don't be sad. He's coming back. Amen. Hey, don't breathe. Don't get the mulling, good fellow. He's coming back. Praise the Lord. Just like you've seen him go up, he's coming again. One day in a little while, praise God, he's going to descend down from glory with a trump and a shout. Praise God. Oh, what a day it'll be. Amen. Glory be to God. What a day. Amen. You talking about a homecoming day. Amen. We ain't seen nothing like the homecoming day that we're going to see when we see Jesus, our Savior. Amen. When He comes again, praise God, to receive His own. Amen. One day, praise God, like the psalmist said, He's going to say, come away, my fair love, come away. Praise God. You know what's going to happen? Praise God. Pastor Jeff's going to lose gravitation. Amen. Glory be to God. Congregation's going to lose the gravitation. Praise God. Amen. Like that old boy I used to work, he said, boy, I'd like to be like Superman. Praise God. I said, hey, listen. I told him, I said, one day I'm going to be.
Yeah.
Amen. I said, well, I'm going to fly out of here, praise God, without even a cape.
There you go.
Amen. I'm going to drop, praise God, everything that this world's binding me down with. One day in a little while, praise God, we're going to fly off into glory to be with Him.
Amen.
And the Bible says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You know what? I'm glad God can't lie. Amen. If He could lie, boy, I'd be the most disappointed person in the world. But praise God, His word is truth absolute. Amen. Absolutely positive truth, praise God. And He said, one day I'm going to be with Him where He is. That's His will. He prayed to Father that one day I could be with Him where He's at. Amen. And one day the Father's going to grant the wish of the Son. Praise God. And He's going to allow me and you to be with Him where He is. Amen. Because we're going to see Him as He is. We're going to see Him. He's coming just like He said He would. And He's coming for me and you. Praise God. He's coming again. The price for me and you has been paid. It was paid in full. Names were written in the Lamb Book of Life, been the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God, I'm glad they ain't got no eraser. Amen. Amen. There's nothing. Glory to God. There's nothing that can take your name off the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Amen. You say, well, preacher, what if I mess up? What if I sin? God will touch your heart. He'll chasten you. Praise God. He'll bring you back. He'll plead with you. And if we don't listen to Him, you know what He'll do? He'll come place. He'll take us out.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Said He not let us be a reproach on His name.
Right.
Amen. Yep. But praise God, I'm glad I don't have to. I'm trusting Him, and I'm trusting Him to keep me, praise God, and to keep me in a mindset. Praise God, in the attitude, glory be to God, of praise for Him.
Yes.
Looking unto that glorious day of His appearing when I'll see Him face to face. I don't know about you, I see Him through, the Bible says I see Him through a glass darkly now. Amen. I see Him darkly now, and it's not real clear. But one day, praise God, Brother Tommy, we're going to see Him face to face. Oh, what a day that'll be. Amen. Glory be to God. And we'll be gathered together with all those old saints of old. Amen. Glory be to God. Gathered together. And He presents us to the Father. He said, here they are. Amen. Glory be to God. Ain't lost the one. Amen. He said, you can count them if you want to. All that you give me, I've kept. Praise God. See, if it's up to me to keep myself, I'd be lost about two-thirds of the time. But praise God, my Savior died for me, and my Savior's the one that's keeping me. I'm planted in the hand of the God of glory, my Heavenly Father. I'm covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and the Holy Ghost of God comes by and just breathes on me from time to time. Amen. Glory be to God. And it just gets better farther on. He said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? He said, this same Jesus. He said, it's not another one. Amen. He said, this same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you've seen Him go into heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. One day in just a little while, He's coming. Zechariah 14 said, one of these days He's coming, He's going to descend. Praise God. And when He comes back, amen. Praise the Lord. He said, He's coming for us, praise God, and then He's coming back.
Yeah.
Amen. He's coming for us, He's coming back, and His feet's going to hit on earth. Praise God, but He's not coming. He's not coming like a meek little lamb. Amen. Hey, praise God, He's come to do business for the Father. Praise God. Amen. He's coming to rule with a rod of iron, but one day in a little while, He's going to look around heaven, and He's going to say, it's time to go. Who would like to go with me? Hey, it's time to go back. Who would like to go with me? The boy, a heavenly host, say, Lord, we'd like to go. He'll say, well, let me see your hands. Let me see your heart. Amen. Glory to God. He said, we'll saddle up. Amen. Hey, glory be to God. You say, preacher, you want him old white horse? Why, you say, believe in him white horses? Praise God. Yeah, because God said it. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll mount up. Glory be to God. And here we'll come. Can you just imagine? Hey, listen, I wouldn't want to miss heaven because I don't want to miss out on that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I used to love to ride. Praise God. From the time I was able to, enough to crawl on one. Hey, I had a little old pony. I had to go over and catch him in the barn in the morning while he was asleep because I wasn't big enough to get on. But I'd catch him when he was laying in the barn hall in the asleep, and I'd go over and get in his back, and I'd sit there real quietly till he woke up. Amen. And when he got up, then I'd kick him with them heels. I'd say, yeah, let's go. Amen. Praise God. One of these days in a little while.
Yeah.
Amen. He's going to be a shouting, yeah, let's go. Praise God. And we'll coming back, praise God, to rule and reign with our Lord Jesus Christ. But you know what He wants us to do right now? Is just love Him, honor Him, respect Him. Amen. Listen to Him. Because He's speaking to our hearts even today. And He's got something for us. He wants to help each and every one of us. He give us the sweet Spirit of God. He give us the sweet Spirit to guide our hearts. He give us the Word of God that it might be a light unto our path and a lamp under our feet. If we'll just take that blessed old book and believe it tonight, amen, we can enter into the blessed hopes, the hope that God has given us through the precious Lamb of God. Amen. What a Savior we have. What a hope in the Lord. Amen. We have a blessed hope tonight. Ain't you glad you got it?
Amen.
I praise God. If we had hope in this world only, we'd be of all men most miserable. But praise God, I've got hope that's out of this world. Amen. I've got hope that's in another world. A far country. Praise God.